Eve. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Casey Swallow from West Newbury, Massachusetts.
Oh, welcome. Well, what do you do there?
I'm a retired college professor.
Oh, really? And what did you teach when you taught college?
Chemistry.
Chemistry. Oh, okay. Oh.
And do you manufacture meth now?
No, I was the wrong kind of chemist. I was an analytical chemist.
Oh, darn it. Casey, welcome to the show. Cheoki Iansen is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
This open bar concept has power. Who knows how much booze I'll devour? The bartender's metered for time, not for liters. They charge for their drinks by the...
hour.
Yes, an hour. A new bar in St. Louis has a new policy that lets you pay for drinks by the hour. It's the perfect way to make sure happy hour turns into vomit evening. The bar is called Open Concept. It works like this. You pay a set price, and as long as you only order one drink at a time, you can drink as much as you would like in 1 hour. If you can keep going for a second hour, you're doing it wrong.
You know, I always want. I know this is a little off topic, but I think it would be neat to open a gay bar in Iran and call it Gayatollahs.
That would be great.
How is that off topic?
Casey, yeah. Casey, here is your next limerick.
Glenlivet makes Tide Pods less risky. Their fillings less toxic, more frisky. They won't clean your clothes, but they've got a strong nose. Those pods that are filled up with...
whiskey?
Whiskey, yes. If you've ever wanted to eat a Tide Pod but wished it tasted worse, congratulations.
It's actually the Glenlivet Tide Pod and has the whiskey.
Uncle Mo is explaining it to me.
Apparently, yes. I shall. You know you're wearing a microphone, Mo, so.
Almost.
Anyway.
It's been nipping at the pods.
If you've ever wanted to eat a Tide Pod but wished it tasted worse, you're in luck. The Glenlivet Distillery is making whiskey pods, and while they won't necessarily kill you, they make the friends you serve them to want to kill you. The pods cut out that inconvenient glass part in the middle of your drinking. It delivers delicious whiskey straight to your mouth in a translucent wrap made from seaweed extract. Finally, a way to get your kids to stop eating detergent, let them eat whiskey.
But the crazy thing is, in all seriousness, and I think they did it as a stunt, obviously,
I think,
because it went viral and all that business,
them, yes.
But you would swallow, you wouldn't taste it really then.
Well, I think the idea is you sort of pop it in your mouth.
Oh, you pop it in your mouth.
And then you sort of squeeze it and it pops open and it floods your mouth with like single malt whiskey, which, and I like single malt whiskey, would be terrible. You wouldn't want it like all of a sudden a lot of it in your mouth.
God, I would love a pina colada pod.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Casey, here's your last limerick.
I can't handle the moods of a cat, and a dog is too big for my flat. So I'm a proponent of long-tailed gray rodents. For a pet, I am getting a...
rat.
Yes, that's right, a rat. According to a study in the Washington Post, probably sponsored by an association of cheap landlords, rats are now considered to be the best pets after dogs because they have, quote, cuddly personalities. They giggle when tickled and they grind their teeth with pleasure when stroked, just like they grind the bones of the dead. While you might think rats are clean little fellas, domesticated rats can spread several diseases like leptospirosis and a disease that makes you think owning a rat is a good idea. Still, some owners have taught their rats to fetch a ball, to jump through hoops, and to chase away dates. Paula, you've had more pets than any other person I've ever met. Did you ever have a rat?
Never have had a rat. Never would have a rat.
Really?
No, I got no rat interest at all. No, and I have plenty of rats. We're always having rat trouble at my house, which is weird because I have 13 cats.
Well, do cats eat rats?
I'm not sure they do eat rats. Yeah, they like mice.
I think they like mice.
Well, they do that, but rats are just very large mice.
You can barely tell them apart. My cats have to say to them, slow down! just to tell
I
what they are.
That is really narrow-minded to say that mice and rats just look the same.
Well, they're similar.
Different.
Mice are very
rats
small.
Rats are
mice
are almost smaller. As smart as us.
Rats are almost as smart as us?
They are very intelligent.
Yeah. Well, do you have experience with rats?
I have three. Just kidding.
No.
I just read a lot of books about rats.
No, they're not like that smart.
They are very smart.
No. And
I will challenge you right now, Paula.
Shannon,
stand up, woman. No.
No, Shannon.
They can collapse their bones and go into small spaces.
Oh, that's smart. Shannon,
it's very smart.
That sounds amazing.
Now we're in a small space, genius.
Chioki, how did Casey do on our little quiz?
With all three right, Casey is a winner.
Congratulations,
fantastic.
Casey.